Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
All of Tom's brothers and sister, when they reached a certain age, had an oil painting made of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that. We've seen. We put up the oil painting.
Where did it go? Is it not here anymore?
It was in here. I don't know.
Maybe somebody stole it.
Seems to be getting younger. Isn't that weird?
And put.
Could you get the phone, please?
Voodoo on it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Did you hear the big news over the weekend?
Well, which news?
The North Korean thing? The Trump's
over there? Canada legalized weed.
Oh yeah. They did? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good news.
I swear to God. And that everybody's making a fuss. Everybody here works, like, bragging about it. But it's going to take a lot more than that to make me visit their boring-ass country. I'll say it right to Maroon 5's face. The fact remains, if free health care and all you can drink maple syrup didn't get me up there, then nothing will. I swear to God. If Canada was worth a damn, we'd already took it over and made it part of America, same way we did Alaska, Guam, and the Bahamas.
I don't think the Bahamas.
I almost never smoke weed. I mean, half our staff here, but yeah, I think it should be legalized.
Okay.
Mainly, I don't smoke pot mainly because I don't have to hang with my drummer Dusty in a Waffle House parking lot for 2 hours every Wednesday night waiting on some dealer named Skeeter to show up. Pretty much. Wait 2 hours so he can pay $8 for a Bug-O dime bag, and then if Dusty drops a 20, he'll throw in some prednisone and a couple laddies. I mean, who knew pot smokers liked a bundle? Anyways, man, people think potheads are always late because they smoke pot, but I've seen firsthand they're late because they're always just waiting on the dealer dick to show up.
Uh-huh.
And why is it every pot dealer has car trouble right before he's supposed to be there, but never after they've been paid and leaving?
Huh. Good point.
I swear to God. And if you just got in the car, how's come the bag's always warm, Vaughn? Everybody knows Skeeter ain't your real name anyways. I hand my buddy a dime bag that's body temperature because you've been running errands and camping on that bag like a bunny incubating its eggs all day.
Bunny.
Just rude.
I don't think bunnies have eggs.
Nothing worse than seeing a dime bag fogged up from 3 hours of swamp ass. But Dusty still smokes it. He don't even complain when he's late because Dusty knows customer service ain't one of their strong points. Because it don't have to be. I mean, even whores are held to a higher standard.
Really?
But I want the government to legalize weed because I want to do the commercials for legalized weed.
Oh, you'd be great at that, huh?
I've even wrote one down. I'm going to practice on the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Donnie Baker for Dr. Donnie Dre, America's newest legal weed. Have you been trouble sleeping at night? Do you suffer from daily aches and pains that hurt? Do the people in your life stress you out, cause you... Well, then maybe it's time you ask your local dealer about Dr. Donnie's Dre, so it'll give you... It's so good, it'll give Snoop Dogg a head rush.
Nice.
Swear to God. Dr. Donnie's Dre's Reefer's active ingredient TLC has been shown to reduce and relieve most, if not all, them symptoms I just mentioned. So don't go chasing waterfalls. Get the real wacky-tacky today. Side effects include an appreciation of the Grateful Dead for no reason, turn signals, lighting candles, a sudden craving for hot Funyuns and Matador beef jerky. And then I'll probably end the commercial with one of them exclaimers. Do not take marijuana if you're allergic to marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Ain't everybody allergic to marijuana? I figured that's why people's eyes got red when they smoked it. Swear to God, pot smokers are the only ones keeping Visine in business. I'm going to go.
Thank you. So, I think it's THC, not DLC,
yeah.
I think. But yeah, Donnie would be good at that commercial.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.